Praise the Lord for that. That being said, I'm going to have Brother Terry share an announcement and then pray over us.
Well, the announcement's going to wait just a second. Right. One verse that I was drawn to earlier fits with all of this. It's in John 17. If you want to read of God's love, Jesus' prayer in John 17 and one verse in verse 11, Holy Father, I'm about to leave this world to return and be with you, but my disciples will remain here. So I ask that by the power of your name, protect each one that you have given me and watch over them so they will be united as one, even as we are one. Jesus knew the love of the Father, and the Father had no greater love than the love for the Son. And that is the reason why God placed each and every one of us in Jesus Christ. He sees us as the beloved. He sees us as Christ. He doesn't see us as a filthy wretch that we are, because Jesus paid the price for that. Yes. He set us free of that so we can learn how to love as God loved us, first loved us, and that we can learn to love each other the same way. That's why right now in this season, the theme of unity within the body of Christ is becoming so strong. Okay, there was 12 tribes of Israel, but it was Israel. Doesn't matter how many churches there are. Churches are made of man. Baptist, Methodist. I'm an old Baptist boy. It took the love of God to shatter the lies, the deceptions of man's religion, and learn how much God really loves me. How much he loves every one of us. And we've got to continue to pray to break those walls down of man's religion, because it doesn't matter which tribe we're in. We're all the beloved that belong to him. And the world will see that when we learn how to love and come together united as Christ prayed for us to.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
That being said, fellowship's the best thing, right? Next Sunday, fellowship dinner back here in the dinner hall, potluck. Time for us to come together and get to know each other. I have to confess that playing worship and stuff, I don't get. I see faces, but I can't. I have a trouble keeping names connected to faces. I bump into people at the hospital or at Dillon's, and it's, and it carry on a conversation, and it's like this lovely couple back here that joined us this morning. I know them from somewhere. I couldn't have told you their names, and I apologize. They told me their names, and that's
what are
how
your
short
names,
my
guys?
Memory
I was gonna
is.
Ask that one. Ken and Patty Gregg. Good to have you guys here. Good to have you.
That's one of my fallacies, remember names. So if I look at you funny, I had a member of this church, he's not here this morning, but he bumped into me at the hospital, and it's like, okay, where do I know you from?
Terry, now that's Sandy right there.
Yeah.
Sandy,
so. I can remember people I'm around a lot, or people that really hanging on me. Of course, it's taken 30 years for... A relationship here, so I'll never forget my brother, Jonathan. But come join us next week. Just come. There's always plenty of food.
Yes.
Everybody brings more than enough. Come join us, fellowship, and enjoy the love of Christ as we fellowship and carry out acts. You know, what we do in the first Sunday of the month is meet in home churches as they did in Acts, break bread together, so we get that more intimate fellowship one to another as Christ and the Father want to have with us.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.